This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Joe Douglas just got fired. Is that official or was that?
Multiple reports.
Okay.
Just run with multiple reports for the time being.
Yeah, run with it.
What were you saying about Diana Rossini?
So Diana Rossini just tweeted out much more to the story to come when involving the Joe Douglas firing, which, ooh boy. That could get fun. That could get fun.
We got to find. Francesa said some stuff. He called. The headline in NewJersey.com is Radio Legend Destroys Clown Show Jets, Mocks Aaron Rodgers, Woody Johnson, and Joe Douglas in an epic rant. We got to find that. I want to hear this.
I mean, I'm always here for the Pope.
Oh,
one,
man.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
He's counting
eight,
wins.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. You want to hear what Francesa had to say?
No, we could go find it.
All right, let's go find it. Let's play back. He just, let me just give you three quick ones. He said on Joe Douglas.
How high did he go?
He's counting ball games. It's 45 seconds of him counting. I think he gets to like 48 or 49 somewhere in there. It's just tremendous.
It's tremendous.
It's all you want in the world.
Joe Douglas, he said, the general manager, I don't even know if he's still working. This is what he said yesterday.
It's, you know, we borrowed that cut for this.
Do we want him? 216.
4-7-4.
Joe Douglas.
92. Do we want him? 216.
4-7-4.
0092.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Are we on Fantasy Island or what? He said a bunch of, about talking about bringing the coaching staff back into the building. Oh, man. This is an epic rant. I can't wait.
Think about it, though. Oh. They bring in Aaron Rodgers there.
Yes.
And what, third or fourth play of last year, the guy goes out. And then, you know, he comes back. He was older anyway. He's moving like he's an old guy coming back from an Achilles injury. And then they go trade for Davante Adams, and that hasn't really clicked.
Mm-hmm.
They have Breece Hall, who's really good. They have Garrett Wilson, who's really good.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're not getting her done.
I mean,
seriously, would you love to have Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson? I would.
Tell me if you've heard this one before. You bring in a high-profile quarterback, things don't work, and everything starts to blow up.
And who's still there? The quarterback.
The quarterback. On both teams. Right? I thought, yeah. Mary Kay's comment on Deshaun Watson earlier was interesting. If you want to go back and listen to it, it's on the Odyssey app. But just for her to say, guys, just like don't count him out for next season.
Oh, he's under contract. They owe him $92 million.
I don't know. I just don't. Does anyone out there have any way to get out of this contract? Anybody? I'm more than happy to listen.
I have one,
destroying the entire franchise.
I have one outside thought.
Sock it to me.
It's not happening. But I have one outside thought.
He retires?
No.
Does that even help us?
No, he gets traded.
Okay.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Because they want to take the cap hit?
Yep. And get rid of Kirk Cousins.
So they trade the two.
They signed Kirk Cousins for big money and then drafted Michael Penix. It's not working real well right now. I don't know all of the dollars and how much it would kill everybody, but if there's a trade partner out there where I actually think they could work out some kind of a deal, perhaps, because I don't see any trade partners.
I don't either.
The only one that I think, I wonder if this could work. Deshaun's from Georgia.
Okay.
Cousins wasn't happy when they signed Penix.
True.
They've played fairly well and now haven't played fairly well. And maybe they decide Penix is the guy. And they figure they can get out of it. And I'll admittedly don't know the dollars involved as far as, you know, what kind of a wash would it be. If it could save them money on Cousins' deal over a 2-year period, maybe that's something. And you could bring him in as a backup to Penix, although that brings up the question, well, do you want Deshaun as a backup or is that a distraction? Does that help Michael Penix or hurt him? Because Penix isn't the, you know, 21, 22-year-old guy coming out of school. He's a little older than the typical rookie quarterback. Doesn't mean he couldn't go Steve Young. You know, Steve came in and sat behind Joe Montana and took over when he was, what, 26, 27, something like that? But of all the teams in the league, just off the top of my head and looking at it in the past, the only one I thought, I wonder if, was Atlanta.
I would think that if they could get rid of...
And Kirk Cousins, of course, and Kevin Stefanski were together in Minnesota.
If they could get rid of his contract, get rid of it, it would be the best contractual move in the city of Cleveland since Sean Kemp. Jeff, does that sound right to you?
I mentioned that the other day.
Yeah, you're right.
Jim Paxson was general manager of the Cavs, and you thought, oh my God, he's stuck with this Sean Kemp contract. And Sean, though a terrific player when he was in Seattle, was a different player here. I'm not going to say a bad player. I mean, he dragged 4 rookies into the playoffs.
True.
And I thought he did a really nice job for a shorter period of time here. And Jim Paxson figured out a way to trade his contract. I mean, God bless you. And I wonder if that's possible here. I don't know that it is. But that's one way you could do it. You've got to find the right trade partner, and they have to think that Deshaun Watson is a better situation than what they have. Show me where that could be the case. I mean, you can't sell Deshaun as a player right now because he's not performed very well here, nor has he been healthy enough or active enough. You know, six and seven games. That doesn't work. So you would have to find a team that is desperate to move a big contract and thinks that Deshaun is a way out. I don't know that that's possible.
Do you know how many more nationally televised games this team has?
3, right?
4, if it plays out.
That Sunday game's getting flexed.
Yeah, I think that the game against Miami is going to be out. There's just no way. And then, by the way, the Baltimore game at the end of the season could have been. Every game that week is flexed.
Can they flex that Thursday night game against the Bengals?
No, I don't think that. Can you flex out a Thursday night game?
I don't know.
You can flex out of a Thursday night game. You just got to give like a 2-week heads up.
So we would know about that after the Denver
pretty game. Soon, yeah.
That game is on the 19th, right? So that's December 19th. So what do you go? December 5th, they probably need to let them know by at that point. And by the way, all the cameras are in Berea right now. How much fun is it going to be to watch that, right?
Oops.
Well, it's the whole AFC North.
Yeah, I know. But
hard knocks for the AFC North.
You've got 2 really good stories, though.
And Cleveland?
You got Joe Burrow playing like crazy and then them not doing much.
The mess.
Will you watch any of that?
Not one bit.
Will you watch any of it?
I think for our occupation, we have to.
I think we do, too. I think we have to watch it.
I mean, I got to go out and get it.
Yeah, what are we going to learn? Like, what are we going to find
how
out?
How much of a mess it is? Savvy is the correct word, but... Who's the most camera needy?
Would you rather see a Hard Knocks from before the season or during the season? I actually think the premise of the show is better now than I think it is during the preseason. Like in the preseason, you get to know guys and then you get to fall in love and then all of a sudden they get cut. And you know it's coming and you're waiting to be in the room when they say hand in your tablet, right? You get to be in the room for that. Here, like if somebody says hand in your tablet and you're like only a couple weeks left to go in the season, I mean, that could be really devastating, right?
Hand in your tablet, Andy.
Hand in your tablet. It's not like the good old days where the Turk would put the tag up in your locker, say, come see me.
That was in Major League.
Yeah, it's the same thing, though.
I've never seen a tag in a locker. Have you?
No, unless they had laundry in there.
I think they just made that up.
Kind of cool, though, wasn't it? It's embedded in my mind.
Wasn't cool for Lou Brown. His office got trashed.
And he didn't even cut him. It was a joke. Charlie Sheen kind of went off the handle on that, didn't he?
On that?
Just a little. I'm just talking about it acting career-wise.
Huh? Yeah, he's been off the handle for a smidge.
Oh, so glad they kept Wild Thing. So glad. But again, you're talking about, what, one, two, three, three games on
easy
on national TV. Can they please win?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
How many minutes until Jameis?
15, 16, 17,
no,
18,
less than that.
19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
No, come on.
28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. Counting the two playoffs,
sure.
41. If you count the championship game, 42.
Oh, 42.
That's a lot of games. It really is.